This episode of the Gospel Coalition podcast is sponsored by The Gospel Project, a chronological, Christ-centered Bible study that shows kids, students, and adults how all Scripture testifies to Jesus Christ. Learn more at gospelproject.com.
This is the Gospel Coalition podcast, where we seek to renew the contemporary church in the ancient gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Colin Hansen.
Today's podcast is a roundtable discussion with Blair Lynn, Trillia Newbell, and Rosaria Butterfield. They discuss the question of whether it is right to confront wrong teaching in settings where someone else is the teacher.
Most of us have either been in a Bible study, but we all have definitely sat in some sort of teaching. So here's the question. What do you do when you're in a setting and you're being taught something, and this can be any setting. It can be a Bible study, it could be reading a book, whatever it is, your various setting. But I think we're thinking mostly here of small group Bible study of some sort, but you're not the teacher. And you hear something that may not be the best. It could be inaccurate, however it is, but it's not truth. What do you do? Let's help our women discern what to do when we hear something that's potentially false teaching.
False teaching. Yeah, it's hard. That's a hard one. Okay. I think it depends on many things, right? Who's teaching, right? Is this a pastor? Is this someone, you know, who has authority? Because you want to be careful, right? You don't want to disrespect or usurp the authority that's there. How great is the error? What are we talking about, right? That's are we helpful. Talking about the character of God? Are we talking about the Trinity? Are we talking about, you know, something that's kind of secondary?
Yes.
And then who's there, I think? Are there unbelievers there? Is it going to be, so these are some of the things that go in my mind. Are they going to be more helped or hurt or more confused if things are brought up? So depending on all those things, I would say it really is a case-by-case scenario, right? It really takes discernment. And I think it's important for us to go to the Word of God. The Word of God is used, right, to correct and to, right? And so that's one of the reasons that the Word of God is there. So making sure that you have a scripture that you can bring up and say, you know, you said da-da-da-da-da. How does that reconcile with this particular scripture, I think, can be one helpful way. So I think, yes, you do need to correct. You do need to correct, but I do think you need to do it respectfully.
Yeah, there's a wisdom and balance. And I've actually I've done this before in a small group setting. It was a difference. It wasn't something where it would have been usurping. I just give a different perspective.
Right.
If you're in a discussion, I think one way that you don't have to lambast smash the teacher is just to share, well, actually, I've also read it this way. What do we think about that? And just help direct the discussion in a different direction.
I struggle, you know, I'm not suggesting that this is how you should do it, but I think that truth is so important that I don't really concern myself with the context. I really don't. I mean, I'm presuming now that the context is not a worship service. The context is a small group Bible study. And, you know, so there are two things I like to do. One is I like to anticipate that this is going to happen. And in fact, when friends and I have put together, you know, back porch Bible studies and things, we're all different and we're going to talk beforehand. And the reason why is this. We want to remember that we're putting together a back porch Bible study, not a church.
That's good.
So you know what? Things that I really could not, I couldn't assent to, I could not be a covenant member of a particular church because of a set of teachings. But could I sit on the back porch and accept that there's going to be a proliferation of opinions, some of them better than others, if it's not heresy? Absolutely.
So one
is to just think about the context, not because I'm not going to talk, because I am, because we are called to be salt and light. And I would say, in addition, I want to think about this question, not just the bounded Christian moment, but also, what if you're sitting on a plane, which some of us do too much, I think, and the person next to you says, I just don't know what to think of these bathroom laws. I mean, that has happened to me, a few weeks ago. And I said, well, Yeah, I think there's just a moral and ethical responsibility to being born male or female. Mm-hmm. Person sitting next to me says, that's a really interesting idea. Where'd you hear that?
Sure.
And I said, well, you know, it's in the Bible in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Yeah. You know, I mean, it wouldn't occur to me to think to myself, oh, I might get beaten up, you know, except for, you know, it's not a plane, but, you know, it wouldn't occur to me that, oh, no, the person sitting next to me is going to be offended now and has to sit there for 2 hours because guess what? That's how life is, you know? I mean, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
So we are to be salt and light, and
right.
that means that we are called to gently redirect the conversation if it needs to, and even introduce better questions.
Yes. Right.
Because you can't give a good answer to a bad question.
Yes, you need to redirect the question.
Right.
But Rosario, what you're talking about here is boldness.
I'm sorry.
Right. Well, no, that's very good.
It's just
very good. But what I think many women who are going to be watching this are going to be thinking is, oh, how in the world would I do that? Part of our battle, I think, is against fear.
Right.
So we need the boldness to speak. We need to not give in to fear. We need to trust the Lord that what his word says is true, and that we are salt and light, and we are to speak, right? And so that, I think, is probably where we need to begin, asking God to give us boldness and to trust him, because otherwise I don't think we can do that if we don't have the boldness to do that. And you are bold.
Amen.
So we need to pray for that.
We
need to pray for that. So you're in this setting and they push back. They push back.
Yeah.
What do you do then?
Oh my goodness.
There's pushback,
right.
which we might have.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's okay.
I think so too.
Because you know what? I've said my point. And I'm not, you know, I've said my point, and it's not my birthday party.
And you're not
so exactly. And I'm certainly not God. So that's fine.
Right.
That's fine. I've said what's needed to be said. The Lord will do with that, you know, defense of His word and whatever way He will. And that's
that. Right.
We're done.
That's right.
We're done.
I agree.
We pray.
I agree too. Yeah, that's good.
We pray.
Pray. Thank God for opportunities.
Yes. Amen to that.
Pray for more.
Amen to that. So. Ladies, I think when we are in our small groups, we can just trust God that He is going to produce the fruit that He needs to produce, and that we can speak boldly. And that's our prayer for everyone, right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Gospel Coalition podcast. For more gospel-centered resources, visit thegospelcoalition.org.